B-Pod Studios.
The biggest AEW Dynamite aired last night from New York City, and it was a grand slam. Hello again, everyone. I'm Mike Riley for Wrestling Inside the Ropes on 98.5 The Sports Hub. This was a huge spot for AEW. It was the largest non-WrestleMania show in the New York City area in quite some time. And speaking to a couple of talent today and fans that I knew in attendance, they all loved Arthur Ashe Stadium for the show. Now, it also, early numbers say, 1.2 million viewers on average. A really good showing for the television side of things. Common trend of AEW is long-term storytelling, and what we saw Wednesday night continues the storyline for some of the feuds that were showcased. My five big takeaways from the show. Here we go. Number one, the show started off hot with a great match between Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega in a non-title bout. My tag team partner, James Stewart, did predict this would end as a draw going the whole time limit. I really liked how the match did open the show as it set the tone and certainly raised the bar high for everyone that followed. I'd be pretty disappointed if it did end the night with a draw for the result that it had. I'd prefer if we had a straight-up winner to end the show, but I was fine with the way it opened and the draw to begin. Social media today says this was an instant classic. Certainly hard not to agree. Some fantastic spots by both competitors in the match, including Omega with a dragon suplex, and Danielson even countered with a one-winged angel to a reverse Hurricane Rana. It's inevitable that we get a rematch between Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega. I also think Danielson will be the one to dethrone Omega of his AEW championship down the line. Number two, talk about a tough spot for MJF and Brian Pillman. Granted, it was even after CM Punk's promo. More on that later. But this felt like it was a great push for Pillman to be going up against MJF. I think this truly was a test for Pillman to see how he would do in a singles run. Pillman won over some fans, and that's not hard to do going up against MJF. But my instinct says that Pillman goes back to the tag team division, likely with Griff Garrison for now. MJF comes away with the win in front of his hometown crowd. Number three, Cody Rhodes got booed out of New York ahead of his match with Malakai Black. I take away that Cody Rhodes came out of this match as a heel. Cody pushed the referee in this match. His wife Brandy interfered, and yes, the crowd didn't buy into him. I think Cody wants to be a babyface bad, but he just doesn't seem to be getting over as that face he wants to be. Now, I still believe that Cody is the original face of AEW, but it's time for him to turn full heel. Pre-AEW days, go back to his American Nightmare gimmick again before AEW. For the sake of Malakai Black, I really hope Cody doesn't get a rematch on this. At KBusStop on Twitter asked me last night, is Rhodes the AEW version of John Cena, the face who the fans hate? Good question. I think the solution is simple for the rival after what we saw last night. Make Malakai Black a face, and yeah, there you go. Make Cody Rhodes a heel, something we never saw with John Cena. Number four, I think we'll see Sting and Darby Allin as AEW Tag Team Champions soon. Sting and Darby Allin went up against FTR in this bout, and good for AEW continuing to put Sting in some great spots as he's partnered with Darby Allin. I really like the finish with Sting applying the Scorpion Deathlock for the win. Now, remember, Sting, 62 years old. It was only a few years ago where WWE had Sting squashed at WrestleMania 31, and then, of course, his career ended via injury against Seth Rollins. The resurrection of Sting in AEW has been really good stuff. And if you have never been a fan of Sting before now, you really should embrace what he's able to do at this very moment. Number five, I've been on the Britt Baker train for a while, and you should be too. Her match with Thunder Rosa earlier this year to close out an episode of Dynamite was a step in the right direction for her to take the women's division to a whole new level. Britt Baker went up against Ruby Soho, a good match at Grand Slam. Couldn't have been a better spot for Soho, who was booked terribly in WWE. Soho debuts earlier this month, wins the Casino Battle Royale, then close out AEW's most important episode of Dynamite to date. The future looks good for Ruby Soho in AEW, and she did her job to continue protecting Britt Baker as the AEW Women's Champion. Now, back to Britt Baker. Now, she's supposed to be a heel, but she can really get over as a face. I think the original roots of Baker being a heel with the fans took a step in that direction last night as she had some help on the outside to win and retain against Soho, again, to walk out as the women's champion. So Britt Baker, jump on her bandwagon now, and I'm also curious to see what happens with Ruby Soho down the line, maybe another rematch or two, but a really good spot for her, as I said. That's it for my five takeaways. Just a quick side note, CM Punk cut a promo saying he was happy he didn't have to wrestle after Omega and Bryan Danielson. Fan or not of CM Punk, you have to drop everything you do anytime he comes out and speaks. Fans continue to embrace his return, and right now, he's still a face. I thought he could be turned heel soon, and I'm fine with CM Punk being a face. Now, regardless, CM Punk back in pro wrestling, best for business all around, and we as fans should be happy to be getting a great product of AEW each week, and now with WWE upping their ante even more too. Yes, my friends, it is a great time to be a pro wrestling fan. AEW Rampage pre-taped, it will air Friday night after SmackDown over on TBS, and I still praise AEW for putting this show on after SmackDown on Friday nights. It makes Friday a great night all around for wrestling fans, and I still think AEW's show of Rampage on Fridays is their way of testing the waters of potentially going head-to-head with WWE down the line, either against Raw or SmackDown, whatever night SmackDown will be down the line. And you may say, not so fast, Dynamite and NXT were head-to-head. Yeah, they were, but you got to remember, WWE made the move for NXT to go head-to-head with AEW Dynamite on Wednesday nights after AEW announcing Dynamite would be Wednesday evenings that began 2 years ago next week. That's it for me. Follow the show on Twitter at WrestleCast985. My Twitter is at Sarge985. I'll be back with Jason Dews Sunday night after WWE Extreme Rules. In the meantime, everyone stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.